can only talk like this, you know.
Sore throat?
Sort of the same as that animal that you ride around on.
Horse.
Yeah. Do you say those two words the same, or do you...
No. H-O-A-R-S-E. Horse. Mm-hmm. Horse and horse.
I like
horses
that.
Horses ride around horses. What gets to your throat?
That's great. See, because my generation, we don't distinguish anymore. Mm. We say horse and horse.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, how about this? Do you say, the thing that you sleep in outdoors, that you hang
hammock.
Two trees, yeah, or not a hammock. No, that's not what I want. Okay, an outdoor thing that you, yeah. Okay, now when you catch fish, the past tense of that is
caught.
So you do
caught.
Say it different.
Yeah,
I can caught. Say I caught my cat in the cot.
Yeah,
and it's pretty much the same word.
Yeah.
Okay, fun with pronunciation. All right, if you have sore joints, inflamed joints, you have a disease called...
arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a pain right here...
Appendix.
Yeah.
Appendicitis.
Right, mm-hmm. Are there other terms for appendicitis that you know?
No.
Okay. Do you want to get... okay. A disease that's dangerous to kids and begins as a sore throat. We don't have it here anymore because we inoculate against it.
Strep throat? What is it again?
It begins as a sore throat, but then it becomes a very serious fever.
Pneumonia?
No. Starts with a D.
Polio?
It's dip.
Diphtheria?
Yeah.
Diphtheria.
There's a disease that we get from ticks in Colorado. Do you know what that's called?
Encephalitis?
No. It's like a special tick disease. I mean, we only get it from ticks in Colorado. But only from ticks in Colorado for some reason. Have you ever heard of Rocky Mountain Fever?
Yeah, Rocky Mountain Fever.
Is that what you call it? Or I mean, it's called Rocky Mountain Fever, Spotted Fever, or Spotted, you know, Rocky Mountain Tick Fever.
Yeah, I wouldn't be real familiar with the Rocky Mountain Fever.
Okay. You probably wouldn't remember this, but a few years back on the Navajo Reservation, they had a lot of problems with a disease that was killing people really fast.
Right.
What was that called?
It was coming from the droppings of the rats.
Mm-hmm.
Hepatitis? Encephalitis?
It was worse than that.
I just don't remember.
The hantavirus?
How do you say it?
Hanta?
Hantavirus.
Yeah, hantavirus.
Yeah, I remember. I just didn't, you know, didn't take note.
Well, there's another thing that can kill people unless you catch it early enough, and it's an old disease, but every once in a while they get it in New Mexico, and they get it from the fleas on rats. What do they call it?
I don't know.
Did you know that they had the Black Plague?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The Black Plague.
Yep, bubonic plague. Okay, if somebody shoots you, you have a bullet
wound.
Right. And if somebody is not doing too well, they're kind of pale and pasty, you know, they're just kind of laying around all the time, you say that they are...
pasty looking. I don't know.
You just say they're sickly?
Sickly.
Okay. If a person can't hear anymore, he is...
deaf.
Mm-hmm. This is the last page.
Sorry.
In the morning, when the sun comes up, you call that the...
sunrise.
Mm-hmm.